Scout or Stan. Scouts and their screen time addiction. This is one of those things that we face as scout leaders. We need to have activities that don't involve screen time. Now, this can be anything from yo-yos to frisbees to games. There's a lot of interaction that needs to happen within scouting to prevent youth from becoming addicted to screen time. Today's youth are actually getting physically deformed by bending their cervical spine, looking down at a mobile phone. This is for a prolonged period of time. Spinal injuries like this is bad because the closer to the brain, the more damage the injury will do over time. This will lead to a whole host of other issues physically. I recently talked with a scouter that had just returned from summer camp. They had the average amount of homesickness, but for the first time, they had several scouts that had severe clinical depression not having their mobile phone. This was much harder to deal with than the standard homesickness that they anticipated. Homesickness is tough, but dealing with screen time addiction is tougher. Now, on the YouTube channel, I did a video about screen time. I know the irony, a video about screen time. That's just irony. But there's a lot of adult leaders out there having to deal with screen time addiction, especially at summer camp. Now, don't get me wrong. Schools and scout meetings, they have this problem too. And they're not immune to all of the problems that screen time addiction can cause. As with any addiction, identification is the first step. And we see it all the time today, whether we choose to notice it or not. I recall seeing a very funny video of a person that was so involved in their phone that they physically walked into a public fountain, not paying attention to what they were doing. Yeah, it was funny, but thankfully it was just a fountain, not traffic. And tragically, that is the case in some places. Screen time addictions not only can be harmful, but it makes it very difficult to teach scout skills when a scout has their face buried in their cell phone flipping through TikTok. You just don't have the same attention. It's almost gotten to the point where a lot of packs and troops and crews, any scouting unit, have basically become mobile phone free zones. Now, that might be good for the short term, but for the long term, young people need technology such as this, but they need to learn when it is appropriate. So an outright ban usually will not be very effective, and it'll just make it harder for youth to want to be involved in scouting. Now, most scout camps are very remote, and they do not have good cellular service, and therefore, internet access is not available. So it almost cures itself. But as scout camps start to upgrade and put cell towers directly in camp, this has a great effect on a lot of the scouts. But first, we have to recognize the issue. Then we can do something about it. Screen addiction is a serious problem with young people, and they're facing it more now than ever before. When the world went through its pandemic, it was the only way to stay in contact with loved ones and family and friends. Now that the pandemic has subsided, we're still addicted to that multimedia screen time. So scout leaders need to think, how are we going to help youth break the cycle of addiction? Researchers have found that the fear of missing out, known as FOMO, is one of the many problems with screen time addiction. Researchers have also indicated that insecure young people are more apt to check their mobile device up to 100 times a day. That's every 9 to 10 minutes. Now, to find out if there really is a screen addiction problem, you need to determine who is in charge of what. A simple test is to turn off the mobile device for an entire day. If the individual has and suffers anxiety, becomes irritable, withdrawn, these are signs that from the addiction that there are withdrawals. There could also be fear and anger expressed at the same time. The next day, you'll be back and everyone will be anxious to fill you in on all that you missed for the past 24 hours. If you see a mood swing in this individual, then you know there is an issue. All of this will reinforce the fear of missing out, FOMO. The real question is, are you in charge of your mobile phone, or is your mobile phone in charge of you? That is a huge question. Screen time addiction is important to recognize, and it's important that it, in extreme cases, gets professional help. It can lead to a lot of other issues. In scouting, as a scout leader, we are there to help youth overcome challenges, whether it be in leadership or in rank advancement or even in screen time addiction. We need, as scout leaders, to be kind and courteous and helpful to our youth so that they can confront this and learn to overcome this addiction. I'm personally very proud of all that you do in scouting, and this is just adding on to those challenges, which I know if you're aware of those challenges, you can do something about those things that are affecting our youth of today. We are doing good things for America, and I am so very proud of you. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you on the trail.